Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the only thing worse than growing old is to be denied the privilege. We appreciate this opportunity again of Bible study. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's return now to our study, and we're looking at a statement in Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29, which indicates there are some things we cannot know because God just did not choose to reveal them to us. The secret things belong to God, but those things that are revealed to us and to our children. Now, there are some things God just didn't feel that we needed to know anything about, and so he didn't tell us about it. But there are some things he wanted us to know, and so he revealed those things to us. So, quite obviously, there are some things we just simply cannot know. There are also some things we cannot know because those things are in contradiction to what God has said in his word. The Bible is truth. And so in John 17 and verse 17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth." The word of God, therefore, is the standard by which we go in religious matters. That simply means that we allow the word of God to be our guide, to tell us how to conduct ourselves, and so what we know of God's will is revealed in his word. But when somebody says, "I know something to be right," and it's not revealed in the Bible, he just can't know that. That's something out of the realm of possibility as far as knowledge is concerned, because God has not revealed it. As an illustration of what we're talking about, we looked yesterday at the fact that no one can know that God will save them separate from obedience to the will of God. We have people every day who try to get around the commandments that are contained in the Word of God. They would like to leave the impression with themselves and with others that it's not necessary to obey, even though God has given specific instruction. We have the right not to do it, and we'll be all right, we'll be saved, even though we do not obey what he's commanded. Well, we were looking at a statement in Matthew 7 and verse 21, which told us that a person just calling on the name of Jesus is not going to automatically be saved, but it's the one who does the will of the Father in heaven. And so doing or obeying is commanded in the Word of God. In James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22, James tells us, "Be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." A person may know what the Word of God says, but that wouldn't give salvation to them. They'd have to be obedient to it. They'd have to do what they find recorded in the Word of God. To illustrate that fact, James tells us it's like looking into a mirror. When you look into a mirror and you see that your hair is uncombed, well, you comb your hair. That was the purpose of looking into the mirror. When you look into the mirror and you see there's dirt on your face, you wash your face. That was the purpose of looking into a mirror. When you look into the mirror of the soul, that is the Word of God, it's for the purpose of changing and correcting what needs to be corrected. Now, that would be true in regard to our everyday walk of life. I look into the Bible and I learn that something is wrong, I turn away from it. And I don't do that anymore because the Bible says that it's the wrong thing to do. And the purpose of reading the Bible was for self-examination. We spend a great deal of time, and I'm sure you're aware of this, in appraising what others do. We look at others and we decide, well, they should have done this or they should do this, and we have in mind what they ought to be doing. The question is not what should somebody else be doing, But the question is, what should I be doing? So that's self-examination. James says, the one who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Can you see in the passage that he's telling us that we must do what we learn from the Word of God that we ought to be doing? It's not enough to say, I know what the Bible says. A person cannot know that God will save him without obedience, because that's contradictory to what the Bible teaches. I remember an account in 1 Samuel chapter 15, when Saul, the king of Israel, was told to utterly destroy the Amalekites. And you remember he decided not to do that. He decided he would save King Agag, and that he would bring back some of the cattle and use those in sacrifice to God. Well, Samuel, the prophet of God, was sent to Saul, and Samuel said, "What's this noise that I hear? I hear the bleating of cattle. I hear the noise that's coming from the cattle. Didn't God say utterly destroy the Amalekites?" Well, Saul began to explain, "I thought that it'd be all right to spare King Agag, and the people wanted the animals for sacrifice." Well, Samuel's observation was this: behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as witchcraft. Can you see in the passage that he's saying you needed to obey the will of God? You don't have a right to go off on your own and be disobedient. When God said, utterly destroy the Amalekites, Saul should have done what God told him to do. But he thought, and the people thought, that he had a right and that he would still be all right, even if he didn't obey. Many share that conviction today. They don't have to obey, and they'll still be saved. But you can't know that, because the Bible contradicts it. We appreciate studying with you today. I hope you'll listen again tomorrow. And remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.